We want to talk to you about your son, Sage.
The second day he was born, his heart kind of just shut down.
I can feel the magic floating in the air.
It was about the seventh day that we found out that he would need to come to Iowa City to have the heart transplant. It was awful. I mean, it was very hard for us. They kind of take all your hope away, and when we got up here to Iowa City, they gave us hope, you know, that something would come through for him.
When they called you and said, "Hey, we have a donor," what was that like?
I was in shock, but I just thought, okay, we got a heart, but I won't be happy until it's here at the hospital. They told us 9 o'clock Sunday morning, and he went in at 10:30 that night, and then Monday morning at 10:30 he was out of surgery, and then we got to see him then.
Is the beating of your heart? I can feel you breathe.
I was just really worried that, you know, something, because there's always possibilities that things could go wrong. Everything went great. We're just proud of him. He's been a fighter through everything. Not only were we happy for our son, but we mourned for the other baby. I'd just like to thank him and let him know that, you know, we're definitely thinking about them through everything.
Closer than I've ever felt before, and I know, and you know, there's no need for words right now. And I can feel you breathe washing over me, and suddenly I'm melting into you. There's nothing left.
Doing good. He's just hanging out here at the hospital. It's kind of a little poofy right now.
What would you say to the people out there listening right now?
Not to give up hope. Iowa City is a great hospital. Doctors are great here.
Caught up in the touch, slow and steady rush. I can feel you breathe. Just breathe. I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way.